Mississippi has one of the lowest Hispanic populations in the country, but there are some significant pockets, especially in rural agricultural areas. From the Southern Education Desk in Mississippi Public Broadcasting, Annie Gilbertson reports on Varnamon, a rural community in northeast Mississippi whose elementary school is about to become the first predominantly Latino school in the state.
Varnamon takes up a square mile and a half of Calhoun County. It claims to be the sweet potato capital of the world, an impressive title made possible by lots and lots of bucket crews, groups of 150 to 200 farm workers. The potatoes are mostly dug up by machine, but the bucket crews pick up the vegetables.
That's where mostly everybody works. Like, if you go check it out, there's a lot of people working there.
That's Selena. Her parents were born in Mexico and now work in the fields surrounding Varnamon. The American-born high school senior won't give me her last name for fear the information might cause her parents to be deported. Her plan, go to college, become a doctor, and help her parents achieve legal resident status.
I always put my education first, then my job, and then friends after that, if I have time for them. It's not really important to have friends. It's more important to go see through to your future.
Because she was born here, Selena may have a fair shot at achieving her goals. She's finishing high school in Varnamon, where both the high school and elementary school are labeled as successful under the federal No Child Left Behind law. That means overall the students, recent immigrants included, are performing well in math and English.
Okay, eyes this way, and let's start.
One.
Angela Barnett is a second grade teacher at Varnamon. She says adapting to the needs of Hispanic students has been a big change. There's a lot of misunderstanding, and Spanish-speaking students end up translating for each other. To make things tougher, some students enter her room having never been to school before. And because of language difficulties, parents are often unable to help with homework.
The parent was so upset because she wanted her child to know and to be able to learn, and she couldn't help him. And she wanted help. And we were able to give her some of that help.
A lot of the extra help comes from Annie Anderson. She started off part-time, working primarily with the kids of migrant workers who were only in town for sweet potato picking and planting seasons. As the year-round Hispanic population continues to grow, so does her responsibilities.
99% of the parents know they can call me or show up. I've had parents I live like 10 miles out of town.
Anderson is bilingual, born and raised in Honduras. Even though immigrant families putting down roots means more work for her, Anderson says it beats the old migrant system.
They were here for such a short period of time, and then boom, they was gone. And then they were back. And then they were gone again, you know? So it was like, you know, it was like almost fighting a losing battle.
In later years, after most students have learned to speak English, the Varnamon schools face a second challenge, getting these same students to graduate. Selena, the senior interested in medical school, says many of her classmates have already dropped out to become laborers or start families. She herself works full-time at the town's Mexican grocery store. While chopping up papaya for a customer, Selena explains that many of her Hispanic classmates don't see the point of staying in school if they can't get a professional job afterward.
Right now, there's a lot of girls who are already pregnant. The best way for them to get out of their house is by getting married.
If they seize the opportunity at Varnamon schools, these younger Mexican Americans, born in the U.S., may be the first to use their American education to push their lives beyond Mississippi's sweet potato fields. From the Southern Education Desk, I'm Annie Gilbertson.